So folks, if you can just check with your mobile phones, if you could turn them off for me, that would be absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you. I think Bert's having trouble with his. So folks, can I just say thank you. Thank you so much for just taking the time and making time to be with us today. So lovely, isn't it, Bert, just to see the room just so filled with people who are here to support you and just be with you and just to care for you. It just means so much for any family on a day like today, because I don't think there's anything more difficult than the opening moments of a funeral service, is there? Like, it's just such a difficult place to be. So just to be with Bert and the family, to care for them, to support them, just as we look back with love and with affection and look back over Eleanor's life and just celebrate the special person that she was to you. And just all those special times and special moments and special memories. Like, I think, honestly, think that mums are such special people, aren't they? Grannies. They're just the kind of wee cornerstone of a family, aren't they? They just hold everything together and they pour themselves out for their children. And I'm sure yesterday being Mother's Day was a difficult day for you, but we're here just to say thank you to Jesus. Thank you to God for just his love and his mercy and just for Eleanor and who she was. I love the Bible. Just absolutely love the way that God comes to us and the way that he so gently and yet so powerfully speaks to us. In the different seasons of life that we go through, we paraphrase Psalm 34, and it goes like this. I think it's really helpful. The Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. He delivers those who are crushed inside by the pain that death brings. Like, folks, we know it. Like, we feel that pain today. There's no pain like the pain that death brings into our lives. I say it's pain like no other. And yet, in moments like this, I want you to know that our Heavenly Father does really care for you and care for what you're going through, even though probably you don't feel that right now. But he comes to us. He comes to us and he speaks to us in the deepest places of our souls and he whispers. He whispers words of hope and he whispers words of life. Do what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us this, that there is more to life than this. There's more to life than this life. That death is not the end of any one of us. Death is never, ever the end of any of us. But for a believer, a follower of Jesus, death becomes this doorway that takes us out of this life into this amazing life with Jesus in heaven. That was Eleanor's hope and Eleanor's conviction. That's our hope and that's our assurance today. So even though today is very difficult, we have this real assurance inside us. Blessed assurance. It's the first wee hymn on the order of service. Isn't that a lovely wee picture of Eleanor on the order of service? Just that wee smile. That's just her, isn't it? That's just her. And so blessed assurance. And Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchase of God. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. And then this wee chorus, this is my story. This, like, that's true of me. This is my song, praise my Savior, all the day long. Lovely wee hymn. So will we worship? Well, if we're able, will we stand and will we worship God and just say, God, we're here for you and we're here to worship you and we're here to open our hearts to you and we're here to give thanks for all that you've done in Eleanor's life. Will we stand? If we're able, let's stand. Please, and Paul is going to come and he's got a wee poem for us, and he's going to read that for us. So if he would like to do that, that'd be great. Get the glasses on because you can't see anything without the glasses. Sure you can.
Absolutely.
All right.
I just thought this was apt. Given my mum's suffering over the last number of years with multiple cirrhosis and then latterly with dementia. And the poem's called I'm Free. Don't grieve for me, for now I'm free. I'm following paths God made for me. I took his hand, I heard him call, then turned and bid farewell to all. I could not stay another day to laugh, to love, to sing and play. Tasks left undone must stay that way. I found my peace at close of day. And if my parting left a void, then fill it with remembered joy. And friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Ah, yes, these things I do miss. Be not burdened, deep with sorrow. I wish you sunshine of tomorrow. My life's been full, I've savoured much, good friends, good times, a loved one's touch. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief, don't lengthen it now with undue grief. Lift up your heart and share with me. God wants me now. He set me free. Thank you.
So, and that's really hard to do, so thank you, Paul. And there's just so much, you know, of Eleanor in that wee poem, isn't there? So, well, we just take a wee moment of quiet, will we? And maybe just I'll try and lead you in a wee prayer, and we'll just pray for the family. If you're here and you didn't know Eleanor, thank you so much for coming just to support the family and just to sit with them, stand with them, cry with them, weep with them. It means so much, doesn't it? So, well, we pray together, and just if you're able to bow your head, close your eyes, open your hearts, that would be amazing if you could do that. I'd love you to feel just something of the presence of God in this room right now as we worship. And I'd love you to be comforted, those of you whose hearts are just sore and breaking. I just would love you to be comforted by the Lord's presence and just by His goodness. Father in heaven, we just do come before you, and we come with heavy hearts. You know those of us in the room, our hearts are sore and they're sad and they're broken, Father. Like you know us, you know those of us who are weeping inside and those who are weeping outside. Thank you, God, just thank you that you made each one of us, and therefore you know exactly what's going on inside us. And we thank you for Eleanor. We just thank you for that lovely smile, that twinkle in her eyes, that little twinkle that you knew she was up to some kind of mischief. Even when she had dementia, you knew something was going on inside her. Thank you for that smile, that laugh, that song. Thank you for her life, for her love, for all that she poured into us, her family. We just thank you, Jesus. Bert, we feel for you. We pray for you. Just pray that you would know God's strength and grace today. And Paul and Jackie and Callum and Imogen, we do. We just lift you up before the Lord, and we just say, Lord, hold them, keep them, just really watch over them, give them strength. Michelle and Ronnie, we just pray for you, and Ryan. Just may you know the tenderness of God just around you, touching you. And Mark and Jeanette, may you know just something of God's goodness and comfort and care. We just think of Helen, who's no longer with us, and Emma and Lindsay and Graham and Claire. We just think of the wider family and just the whole family circle. We just, you know, just pray for you today. Know how much she meant to Eleanor, how much she meant to you. And just for each of you, for every one of you in this room, I just pray for you that you would have a sense of God. God here, God and touching you in His goodness and His love. Comforting you, caring for you, praying for you. Jesus, I just pray, be a breath of life in the darkness of this day of death. And Jesus, be a breath of hope in the darkness of our despair. And Jesus, set free those who are scared to death of death. Come, Lord Jesus. love what Psalm 56 says. God, you keep track of all my sorrow. You've collected all my tears in a bottle. You've recorded each tear in your book. Father, like, why would you care for us so much? We are really thankful. And so we give you thanks for Eleanor and her love, her life, her laughter. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let me read you a wee bit from the Bible. This lovely story. And the story of Jesus. And he's at the funeral of one of his best friends. He's called Lazarus. He's been dead for 4 days. So it isn't, you know, he's buried already. So it isn't like us. But he's got two sisters, Martha and Mary. Jesus loved the three, this wee family, so much. And the sisters had sent him word, Lazarus is dying, he's come and help us, and he didn't come. And they just can't understand it. Jesus, why did you not help us in our time of trouble? Why did you not come in our time of need? And here he's coming now, 4 days late. Too late. And we read this, that Mary comes, he's coming up to the graveyard, and Mary reached the place where Jesus was, and she saw him, and she fell at his feet, and she said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, because you could have healed him, like you did for others. And she's just confused, she's just broken, she's disappointed with God. You know, why? And then we read, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he himself was deeply moved in his spirit and he was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? He asked, well, come and see, Lord, they replied. And when he saw the grave, we read this, Jesus burst into tears. Isn't that amazing? Men don't usually cry. Jesus wept. And then the Jews said, see how much he loved him. But some of them said, well, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Why did he let him die? Why didn't he come? Like, we're disappointed in him. And Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the grave. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, Jesus said. And if you know the rest of the story is this, that Martha said, no, Lord, we couldn't do that. But then she did. And Jesus said to Lazarus, come out. You see, death is not the end of Eleanor. Death is never the end of any one of us. And even though Jesus was about to raise Lazarus from the dead, didn't stop him weeping with those who were hurting. And I honestly believe that Jesus weeps with you as a wee family today, even though he knows that today Eleanor is with him alive, living, free, happy. No dementia, no MS, nothing. I just think that's incredible that Jesus does. And I want you to have hope as I gather you up as a wee family and carry you to Jesus on the cross. And I always say at the cross there is hope. In the gospel there is hope. Because of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, there is hope. And the good news is this today. In the middle of the darkness, Jesus is greater than that coffin. Jesus is greater than the grave. Jesus is greater than our great enemy, death. And he alone is our hope. And so we gaze by faith on him, even as we feel the pain that we are feeling in our hearts today. And so Isaiah says this. Let me read this and then we'll talk a wee bit about Isaiah 26. We have this assurance that those who belong to God will live. Their bodies will rise again. Those who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing for joy. Well, Eleanor loved singing, didn't she? For God's light of life will fall like dew on his people in the place of the dead. Wow. Here's some wee things that we chatted together, wasn't it, Bert? We had a wee chat the other day. And so, they're only small memories, but hopefully they'll spark more memories within you and different wee pictures in your minds. So, Eleanor was born the 11th of February, 1940, one of six children, two of whom died at birth. In those days, isn't that really what happened a lot, you know? Samuel's with us here today. And hopefully, Ruth, you're watching us on YouTube. I hope that you are and able to join in with us. Eleanor went to school and she went to Everton Secondary School. And after leaving school, she worked at Newark's Weaving Company in Bedford Street in Belfast. Isn't that right? At 18 years, Eleanor went to England looking for work and got a job at the Dagenite and Battery Factory. And that's where she met you, Bert, wasn't it? Good move, wasn't it? Good move for her or for you. Best thing that happened yet, absolutely. So you married on the 20th of January, 1962, and Paul, you were born in England. Right? And then as a family, you came home, lived for a while in the West Circular Road, and Michelle and then Mark was born here in Northern Ireland. Then in 1970, you moved down here to West Windsor, 21 Canberra Gardens. And for 54 years, isn't that right? That wee house was Eleanor's pride and joy, wasn't it? She worked as a home help. She also cleaned here in Scrabble Church when Mr. Eagleson was a minister. And she also worked in the school. She got a job in Lee Apparel until it closed and they made people redundant. And that was in 1997. Eleanor had been diagnosed with MS, and while she was still able to get about the house and hold on to things, she had a wheelchair for outside, isn't that right? And she did work about the house really up until the dementia took over. She was diagnosed with it in 2020, but had it before that, Bert, didn't she? And you really loved her and cared for her and cooked for her as well. That's good. And she liked to cook even better. Isn't that even better? In June 2023, she went into hospital for a spell. And then in September 23, she went into Edgewater Nursing Home. And then in October, went into Brownsburn Home and was very happy there, wasn't she? Very happy. You went in, she was sitting at the table with all the other residents, wasn't she? And she was chatting away to them. She didn't have a clue what they were saying, but she was chatting away. Right up until Sunday, the 3rd of March, when she passed away peacefully with your family around her. Wee things that Eleanor loved, which she loved gardening, didn't she? She was plant mad, loved buying plants for that wee garden out the back and for you, the family. She loved going around garden centres and having a wee look around, didn't she? Liked doing that. She loved decorating. She knew what she liked, didn't she? She would go up to Wardens for wallpaper, didn't she? She liked them and she liked nice things around her in the house. She loved coffee shops. She was well known in Knotts, wasn't she? The two of you were well known in Knotts and staff there were great to you, weren't they? And she loved M&S. She had to get out every day for a wee look around the shops and have be around. She loved to sing, didn't she? She had a good voice. She liked music, classical music, church hymns. She knew all the hymns and hymns of praise, songs of praise, didn't she? In the Brownsburg, you would go in, sometimes she would sing a wee song, wouldn't she, and blow bubbles. And then have a wee kind of dance, wouldn't she? She was a great baker. You remember growing up as children, cardboard squares, wee cakes, flies, graveyards, if you know what those are. I'm sure it's not politically correct to call them that, but that's what they were. They were great. But most of all, she loved you, her family, Birch. She loved you and the three children, Paul, Michelle, you, Mark. 8 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild. All I can think is Christmas must be a nightmare. How much does that cost you? Oh, dear. I've only got 2, so I'm really thankful. You know, I don't want any more. But she loved having you around. She loved having the house full, a wee cup of tea. She loved it in a china cup. And she loved drinking from a china cup, didn't she? Even in the home, she loved it when everybody was crammed into her wee room. We were all in that wee room around her. And that, those wee eyes twinkled, didn't they? Just full of mischief. We didn't know what she was thinking, but we knew she was up to something, didn't she? And she was full of songs. And she was a woman of faith. She loved the Lord. Said, "The Lord will look after me." She always quoted her mummy, who said, "God is good." And so he is. God is good even though life is rotten, tough. And Ruth, who's watching on live stream, sent wee thoughts and email. I'll just read them out to you. Is that okay? Yeah. Ruth, wee bit, Ruth. "I'm so sorry that I can't be with you all in person this morning, but I'm with you most definitely in my heart. And I'm so glad that I can join in the service online to celebrate the life of my dear sister, Eleanor. You all know me as the baby of our family of 6. Probably was a big surprise to brothers and sisters who by my age of 5 were either teenagers, some even in their 20s and married. Eleanor used to have to look after me from time to time. I have a couple of little memories which made me smile. I remember being on the bus coming from Annie's. I was to stay overnight but tried to get home to Mum. Eleanor was so annoyed. She said she was going to throw me in the River Lagan." As any good sister would. On another occasion, she said she was going to give me to the skin man. I haven't got a clue who the skin man was. I'm sure it wasn't anything to do with, Clarence Skin or any of that, you know. But as I grew, it was wonderful to have older brothers and sisters and grow closer to them through life's experiences and learn from them. When I think of Eleanor, even in her pain and disability, she could see and enjoy the funny side of life and the beauty of God's creation in a trip to seaside or a drive to countryside or just a coffee out together and a cream bun. Simple pleasures. The last weeks together were very precious. Didn't necessitate many words. She was gracious and loving to everyone, sharing in the fun. Those little shoulder dances, her made-up songs, her music tapped out on the table, the light in her eyes as she ministered her love to all of her family, friends, and nursing staff. When she wasn't able to get her words together, she was still able to say that the Lord was in her heart and show her joy at knowing that. Her prayer was that Bert and all the family that you would know and love the Lord. She used to talk of Noah's Ark and that all the family would be in the boat. So those are some Ruth's sweet. That's lovely, isn't it? Thank you, Ruth. Thank you for contributing. And you've got your own things. You're not up here reading them out or saying them, but each of you have got your own wee kind of memories in your own heads and in your own hearts. And those are what, you know, we want to celebrate with you today. Those and many more memories we want to hold on to in our hearts, even now, because even though our lives feel so empty, so lost, so full of grief without her, you know. And that's okay. It's okay to cry. Today is a good day to cry. It really is, isn't it? Because, folks, honestly, the truth is, like, none of us knows, you know, what a day brings. None of us knows how our lives will end. And life's like, it breaks us all. Death comes to us all. There's no escaping it, no evading it, no avoiding it. And Jesus speaks to us all. Just speaking to us now is his great tenderness, our great pain. Like just the wee hymn, Blessed Assurance. I just want you to have the assurance, the reassurance, what I call the known for sureness. That when you die, that Jesus will open up the gates of heaven and welcome you in with open arms, just like he's done for Eleanor. And I explain it simply like this, that each of us has a heart. And on that heart, there's a handle. The handle's only on the inside. And Jesus knocks at the door and says, Behold, I stand at the door of your life and I'm knocking. If any of you hear my voice, would you open the door of your heart and would you welcome me into your life? And you just do that quietly, simply, you know, just by turning away from everything you know to be wrong. And just turning towards Jesus and surrendering your life over to him. And so by faith you can welcome him in. And folks, it just seems so right to me, so fair. If you want Jesus to open up the gates of heaven when you die, then you've got to open up the gates, the door of your heart here on earth while you're still alive. And of course when he comes in, he takes away our sin. Of course he does. But you know something? He takes away our fear of death and our fear of dying. Do you know what? I was trying to think what words I'd like in my grave. And the words I thought I'd like in my grave were this. Christ is risen. There is nothing to fear. Christ is risen. There is nothing to fear. And Jesus takes away our sin. And in exchange, he gives you the most wonderful peace and strength and hope and help. Like, that's a brilliant exchange. It's like taking all your debts and giving you £1 million. Who wouldn't take that offer? It's the best. And honestly, just finish with this. We'll sing in a wee second. But if Eleanor could speak to you again, if she could say something to you now, seeing what she's seeing in heaven, do you know what she'd say? She'd say, guys, well, she probably wouldn't say guys, but she would probably say, listen, it's true. It's all wonderfully, gloriously, fabulously true. It's even better than anything I ever imagined. Honestly, this is life, and this is life in all its fullness and bestness forever. That's what makes Jesus just such a wonderful Savior, a great friend, and a great King. I'll give you a wee moment of quietness. Great to have the kids here, honestly. Honestly, you know, it's so brilliant to have. I mean, to have so much of a family, you know, it's just great. So they're just so welcome. But we'll just take, and don't worry about them, but we'll just take a wee moment of quietness. And if you can, in your heart, if you can say thank you for, and you can think of something about Eleanor, then you just say thank you for something. And if you don't know Eleanor, you came to support the family, just use this wee moment to say, Lord, just be with them, strengthen them, keep them, help them, because this is such a hard day. Will we just take a wee moment of quietness, and if we're able to pray, we'll pray. And so, Father, just thank you for different wee pictures that came into our minds. Like a wee picture came into my mind is just that wee twinkle in her eye in the nursing home. And so thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Eleanor. Thank you for all that she meant to us, means to us still, will always mean to us. And Bert, we just feel for you. We pray for you and your wee family today. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. So we'll finish our wee services by singing the hymn, and then We'll go up to Movella. There's tea and refreshments in the hall, just in here. You can get it also in from the front. And so please feel free. We'd love you to join and just chat to the family and share with different memories and just support them. So we will sing "The Day Thou Gave Us, Lord, Has Ended." Just a blessing. It's called a benediction, or just a blessing on you. Now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, come down upon you, rest on you, bring comfort to you this day and then forevermore. Amen. We'll just stand, and then the men will come and lead us out and lead the family out.